Now with me is Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Let's talk about liquor license renewals. Now, I know that's on the consent agenda and pretty pro forma, but there's a little bit different take on that this time around.
There is. Rumors as they go in Cook County, you've all been probably wondering, Devil Track Resort did go into a foreclosure and there was an auction and went back to the bank. And when it goes back to the bank, there's a 6-month period where it's kind of in limbo until the bank takes it over. And there's a young lady in our community, a local lady, Carly Wienanen, and she did get her application in and was approved for a liquor license. So interesting thing that happened. The Devil Track Landing is going to remain open and has their liquor license and can continue business. So we had our ordinary ones we have every year, and it looks like everyone is still moving forward and businesses are still open, mm-hmm. which is a great thing, but we also have one that needs your help.
Okay, very good. And there was a public hearing on county fees, and that's always, well, I don't know, it's not contentious, but when you got to pay for something, I suppose it's always good, but you've got a couple of good news.
We do. In general, looking at it, most of you will be happy to know that there were a lot of things that have delete next to it, so your fees are going down or being deleted or changed. But a couple of interesting ones, when we went through the budget this year, Sheriff Lundy talked to us about the carry permit fees and how all of the money received from those goes into a fund used for litigation. And at this point, knock on wood, we haven't had litigation, and hopefully we don't, but the money's just sitting there and growing. So he came to us and changed the fee from $100 to $50 for your first new application, and then when you renew it, instead of paying $75, it'll be $35. And he posted it on Facebook yesterday, and there was a couple comments on it. And just for clarification, we are about the same as the rest of the state when it comes to that fee, and dropping it to $50 makes us lower. So it wasn't, we didn't have a really high fee, and we weren't, you know, mm-hmm. gouging anybody, but this is just a way to say, you know what, we're charging too much and let's save the community members some money.
And we have a lot of carry permits.
I have heard that we have the most carry permits per capita of the entire state. Oh. I am happy to be one myself.
Okay. Let's clarify it. It's usually referred to as a concealed carry permit, but it was pointed out to me that you don't have to conceal your weapon.
Correct.
I don't know if it's a good idea to wear it on your belt in the Old West, but I'm not sure.
I do have a belt, but I don't often wear it out when I'm downtown at the coffee shop.
No, probably a smart thing to do. That's interesting. What about the when Senator Bach and Representative Dill were here in a whirlwind tour back on the 21st of the county? They came before the county board, and a number of commissioners asked for a number of things. And as Tom Bach said later in the day, money. But that they're used to being faced with that. But one of the things that faces the county that doesn't face the county all the time, and we hope won't face it again, the special prosecutor that was hired to prosecute in the Scannell case, that's costing a lot of money.
It is costing a lot of money. Right now, the projection is $169,000 for Tom Heffelfinger. And we had asked the Attorney General to help us out with that, and we were told, no, that's not what the Attorney General office does. And we feel it's a unique situation. And so when Bach and Dill were here, Commissioner Martinson asked them for some help with this. And so they dug right into it, as they often do, and they found that there is precedence and that there's a possibility that we can be helped. So when it comes forward in legislation, they're going to ask for help, and hopefully, cross our fingers, talk to your legislators, send them emails and remind them we're going to keep on them, and hopefully we can get some help with that because it's not covered by insurance.
It's not?
No.
But you haven't got the bill yet either.
We have received a bill for $39,000, which we paid out, and so the remaining $130,000 is coming to us mm-hmm. to pay out.
Okay. That was unexpected. You didn't budget for that.
No, we usually don't budget for litigation. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not something that we have to do in the future.
Speaking of litigation, now, would that be the same thing as what Sheriff Lundy was talking about in terms of the fees for
Yeah, what he was talking about for the carry permit is that if there's a situation or something happens, and it must have happened in a county somewhere at some point where it comes forward with someone receiving a permit that shouldn't have, there's money sitting there that helps cover any litigation that insurance doesn't cover.
So that would be specific to that situation.
Well, and what that money sitting there for would not go towards the one we currently had with Attorney Scannell. So,
mm-hmm. Now there was a closed session on potential litigation, which you can't talk about.
But I can tell you what it is.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
It is a motion for a closed meeting addressing the potential litigation against contractor K. Johnson Concrete concerning the correction of major flaws in the concrete slab poured for the ice rink. That's what I can tell you.
Okay. Well, that stopped a lot of rumors.
Or started new ones.
Okay. We've been speaking with County Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. And you're in town today and not on the phone. You want to tell us why?
Yeah, there is legislation that went through in 2011, and money was set aside by the state on sex trafficking and no closed door. And so we're working together with Public Health and Human Services and law enforcement and the Violence Prevention Center, and just to be better educated and understand and how to work with a survivor. And the meeting today says working with victims, and I really hate that word because you're only a victim at the time in which you have no control of the actions against you. From that point on, it's your choice whether you continue to be a victim or survivor. So I always say survivor, which is confusing to people, but it's dear to my heart and close to me. So I flip my schedule around a little bit so I can make that meeting today and make sure that I know what's going on and what we can do to move forward. And I'm really, really pleased with our community and the fact that we're taking this quite seriously.
Not to let the cat out of the bag, but you know whereof you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because?
I am a survivor.
And you also are college.
I did. My original, I went to college, I wanted to be in law enforcement and work in the sex trafficking field. When I moved to Cook County, I was on the Violence Prevention Center board, and mm-hmm. I was an on-call advocate. So this is extremely important to me, and I just want community members to be aware mm-hmm. and to understand. And sometimes it's hard when you haven't been in that situation or survived it yourself. So as a survivor, you see things differently, and so I'm hoping that my perspective will help a little bit.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Heidi Dukirk.
Thank you.